guy was here when I was a resident. Well, no one could figure out what was wrong with the paper. One guy was and he would always come up with some of the weirdest stuff you ever heard of. It was a relief to know there were at least some of
them. I hope it's not going to be the weirdest stuff you ever heard of. So okay, really, the MS is, it's very, very, a lot of Yesoidis in this sugya that we touched on whenever. So I just want to really maybe focus on two Malachim in the Gemara, and from there build out maybe a beer in some of the Yesoidis that it says in the Gemara. So the Gemara is talking about the case of the Chitza and the Pnimi, and the Gemara has multiple Eifanim, multiple cases. The Gemara starts off explaining the case. The first case, the Gemara says, "Nosnu eruvan b'chitzayna, v'shochach echad bein min apnimis bein min chitzayna v'loy eruv." So they put the eruv. The two chatzeres put the eruv in the chitzayin. And Rashi says, "What does it mean that they're trying when you have two chatzeres trying to ma'ariv together?" So what Rashi says, "What's the case?" Rashi says, "Kein derech kishem arvin shtei chatzeres yachad oisei eruv she eruvu chotzer zel atzmai lahater diurin shebesaycha." So what you do is you make an Erev in the Panimi, you make an Erev in one of them, and then you take that Erev and you take it and put it somewhere else. So Yesh Ladaik, why did Rashi say that case? There is another case in Shulchan Aruch Kepaskin, Shanayin Gimel. There's another oifen, how you can have an Erev from Chatzah L'Chatzah, which is that you make an Erev in the Panimi, and then the Gemara says, you have a Shliach, Erev, Echon Ma'arav L'Kulon, like Rashi brought down in Amud Aleph, that he can go ahead and take his own pass as a Shliach of the whole Erev and put it into the other Erev.
Well, the
yeah. Yeah, so Rashi didn't say that case, Rashi said this case. So, good. Now, the Gemara wants to know, so knows if they put the Erev in the Chitzon, which Rashi says means that they put the whole Erev in the Chitzon, the Shochach Echa Bemin Apnimi in the Chitzon, Erev Shtein, Veloy Erev Shtein Asuris. So the Gemara says, Hai Bar Pnimis, according to Rava, we're talking about even with Bittel, it's Asur. So Hai Bar Pnimis, Laman Nevatel, Len Bim Nevatel just to the Pnimis, Lesil Revayu Gabayu. Rashi says, what does Lesil Revayu Gabayu mean? Ulukishi Yibadlu Min Achitzona, Harehen Beloy Erev. They can't be boidel from the chitzain, because if they'll be boidel from the chitzain, then they're going to be below Erev. So, okay. Rashi says that the idea would be that technically the pnimium could be boidel from the chitzainium, but they can't be boidel because if they'll be boidel from them, they'll end up with no Erev. The Tezis Rid asks on Rashi that there's no such thing that the whole havamin of Rashi that they should be boidel doesn't make sense. How could Rashi have entertained the possibility that the pnimian should be boidel from the chitzainim? His lashon is that ainu nearly shem yitachin sheyecholim lehibadel achar sheirvu. After they were ma'ariv already, the pnimian with the chitzainim, they can't be boidel anymore. He says, "Pirsh kvar irvu imachitzayin ve'einam b'fnei atzman uli hibaldem and einan yichaylem kivin shenis arvu v'nasu shtei achatzeres achas." They already became two. The chatzeres became together. You can't be boy the one from the other. And he says, if Rashi was correct that you could be boydel, the only problem with being boydel is that's less el revayu gabayu. So, for example, what about in the case in the bottom of the omud when they put the erev in the chitzayin? When they put the Erev in the Panimi, in the case in the bottom of the when they put the Erev in the Panimi, and it was Shachach Echad Me'a Panimim. So the Gemara says that the Panimim can't be Mevatel to each other because the Chitzoinim asked them. So why did the Chitzoinim asked them? They should be Boidel from each other. They should be Boidel from each other. Some ask the Kasha, the Panimim should be Boidel. It seems like the way he's asking the Kasha is let the Chitzoinim be Boidel. And let the Panimim be by themselves. So if Rashi is right, that you could be Boidel, and the whole problem with being Boidel is less the Lirvai go by you, in the case when the Erev is in the Panimim, and the Chitzoinim, then let the Chitzoinim be Boidel, the Pnimi have their own Erev. Now they could just be mivatel one Pnimi to the other. So why wouldn't that work? This is Kasha and Rashi. So he spars from this that's it's impossible to be boidel. Okay, so therefore, you can't be boidel. Okay, so he's telling Avek over here an idea that you can't be boidel, and the chatzeres are one. And I guess what does it mean? Lesser le'revayu gabayu. What does that mean? So what it means is the Erev is not there, meaning to say they were already ma'arav with the other place. Once they're ma'arav with the chitzain, so they're one with the chitzain, they can't be ma'vatal just to the panimi. So first of all, we have to understand what the machlokes Rashi and the Tez Rid, and also b'miyashiv Rashi's Tez Rid's kasha that on the bottom, how come even though the Erev is by then, why can't they be boidel? If you go through, what? The what? He says Hergal Erev.
They don't have a taina of Kuni Shetos because the Eva started from the Pnimi. So they can't have a taina that the Chitzayna should be in the Stalik.
No, so that, you're saying the Pnimi can't do that because there's Hergal Erev. Right, but I think he's asking that I thought that also, but then I'm sure if you look more carefully, he's asking let the Chitzayna be Baidol and let the Pnimi stay alone. Nothing's chayav to be boidel, but the same way that they could be mounted the pnimim this way. Maybe also since it was the pnimim that were shecheach, if they're boidel, then the pnimi could be mavatal to himself. Then they're not going to be regal asura. Then they're not going to asur them in the chitzain. Maybe also the whole according to Rashi, the whole isra in the chitzain is because there's regal asura coming to them.
Well,
the guy that did Bittl would still be regular, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's his guy. Part of his guy. We don't know what he holds about that. If you look through if you look through in the Shita of the Ritva says in a few places very similar Lashon to the Tezrid. Seems like he goes very strong with the Tezrid. According to let's go talk to that case in the bottom of the Amud. The case in the bottom of the Amud, when they put the Erev in the Panimi, and the Panimi forgot. So the Gemara asks Akasha that, Haibar Panimis Laman Nevatel, if the Nevatel to themselves, Ika Chitzayna de Asra Ale. So Rashi says, Al Hezber, why would the Chitzayna Asra to the Panimi? Is because Erev Margila L'Soicha. Means that the air that there's still somewhat Achrayim seem to say that means it's still somewhat of drisas regal. I did the erev from the chitzah to the panimi. Memela the chitzah will continue to ask for the panimi and it won't work. But the Ritva says taich ika chitzah da'asra pirish the kivan chi'irvu shteyan since they already made an erev hari nasu ki'ilu kulon b'nei chatzar achas they became like one b'nei chatzar v'kivan shekain b'nei chitzayna oiseres al panimis avagav. There, ve'afagav chitzon al panimis, ve'afagav de'irvayu gabayu. So it won't help, and they aser. So, in other words, what's he saying? He's saying the point of the Gemara is they became one chatzah. The chitzon is still aser machmas the oisay yochid that wasn't mevatel to them. That means that basically the Ritva is learning that the Gemara's point is once you made an error, you become one chatzah. Once you become one chatzah, then there's a person in the chatzah that wasn't ma'ariv with you, and he's not mevatel to you. So does state klar, very good. Does state klar in the Taisa's Rid, especially in the first case, even starker, mavur, in the first case, that what did the Taisa's Rid say? It says that the pnimiyim put the erev in the chitzain, and it was shachach hechame pnimiyim, and they put the erev in the chitzain. And Zok the Tezrid, they can't be boidal because they're already ma'arav with the chitzain. So frak there, what do you mean they're ma'arav with the chitzain? Especially if you go that the case that we're talking, that they were ma'arav in the panimi, and then they went ahead and took it to the chitzain, but the erev in the panimi didn't work because of shachachacha, they're aser. So that's a bit, you say that's mavur in this whole sugya, basically, but that's a very starker place to bring it out, the most, probably, is that you see klar, like that you say that the shachachacha doesn't mavatal the whole erev. that there is a din in the Erev, that the Erev is chal to a certain degree. We said last time, that's why Tesis holds it's maybe the Lashon of the Rishayim is Chayzev and Neir. It's not being chal new with the Bittel. There's something already here, because the Erev, and it's not bottle the whole Erev. The Etzem structure of the Chatzar and the din of the Erev is chal, it's just, there's an oyser on it. But the Erev works in Mashachach Echad, and that's Mavor. I think we threw in last time, it's Mavor in this whole sugi like that. The Chatzar Tesis is Mavor like that. So, the Ritva is learning that was the Kavanah HaGemara, that the Gemara was basically saying that once they made an Erev, the Chitzon Asher's the Pnimi, what that means is that they're Chad Chatzar, and immediately after you have one that wasn't Mevatel. To the point that the Ritva asks a follow-up question, that once you're saying Ichra Chitzona, the Asra Allah, of the Pnimi, the Erev is in the Pnimi, and there's a Pnimi de Shachach, and it's not Ika Chitzayna de Osra means that they're one Chatzar, and you have to move out to everybody. So Frek the Ritva, if that's true, and Chitzayim Asra on the Pnimim, because there's one guy wasn't Ma'arav with all of the Chitzayim, so why didn't the Gemara just say that before? In the case where they put the Erev in the Chitzayin, and you want to know, let one Pnimi be move out to the other Pnimi. What after Gemara Kanta Lesel Erev Gabayu? It doesn't do Lesel Erev Gabayu. The Gemara could have just said Ika Chitzayin
De Asra Alayu. Why isn't this a Chatzar L'Chatzar? It shouldn't be a Chatzar L'Chatzar violation either.
Are you saying according to the Tosfos Rid after the Erev?
In the Ritva.
So the simple answer is because the guy that wasn't Mevatel, the guy that needs the Bittel that we're discussing wasn't Ma'arif. So klape him, it's Chatzar L'Chatzar.
Okay.
The whole issue of the Bittel is the guy that wasn't Ma'arif. So that's my that was my answer. I was going to say in case anyone asked that question. Maybe there's more to it, but that's for sure. Also, maybe it's simple. So, the Ritva is learning like that. The Ritva says this. You saw it a few other times in the sugya. In the paragraph, Haibar Chitzon Leman Avatel, Avatel Bnei Chitzon Apir, Shehu Bnei Chotzer Achas, Itoi, also Bnei Pnimis Asriola, Shari Tzorch Levatel Cholecha Ve'echad. And he says it a few times in the Sugya. The Tzvah seems to be going in this derech of the Tezerit, that the Yisoyed of the Gemara is coming to tell me that once they made an Erev, they'd become one Chotzer, and the Dorim are Dorim together in one Chotzer. And once they become one Chotzer, so the din is that you have to be mevatel to all of them, and they ask for each other, basically.
How's the Taichin Rashi like that?
How's the Taichin Rashi? I don't think he's Taichin Rashi most of the time. And those, he's bringing Rashi in some of the places, but I don't know if he's explaining the whole sugya like Rashi. He explains Rashi. Now I'll pee that. He explains Rashi. So how does he learn that Gemara? Okay. So like this. According to Tais Rid, Mistama, just according to that Tais Rid's Mahalach, and the Gemara at the end of the Perek, when the Gemara talks about, the Gemara asks Akasha that if the Erev is in the Pnimi and one of the Pnimiim forgot, so, I'm sorry, the Erev is in the Pnimi and one of the Chitzonim forgot, so let it be Mutter according to the Chachamim, they don't need Bittel. And the Gemara says, why? It's Mutter, it's Achta Dasha. So the Gemara says, according to Bikiva, Nami Techa Dasha. So the Gemara says, Erev Margila. So again, you could ask a similar question. So what was the Gemara's Havamina of Techad Dasha? According to Israel, once they made the Erev, they can't split up. So, first of all, could be that's really what the Gemara is being Mechadish over here. The Gemara's Gufa saying, Hergel Erev makes it. But Mistama means that this case was Leichter. This case, the Gemara had a stronger Havamina, that even though they made an Erev, you could still be Techad Dasha because it's the Panimian copy themselves and they have both Erev and maybe they could do it. But the Gemara says Hergal Erev. At the end of the day, Hergal Erev, Guf, the Gemara's answer is it's not a fancy new Yisoid. The stomach of the Yisoid is Hergal Erev makes it that we see the both Chatzeris as one. Okay. Now, fine. So, Lechora, Sai, in the end of the Gemara, when Rashi says Erev Margila, you see that Rashi's arguing on that. Say in this point of the Gemara, l'chashibodlum nechitzena harein b'loy erev, that he holds you could be boidel. There's one other nekuda to be mavair, is that Rashi asks Akasha, then the case where they put the erev in the chitzain and echem the pnimim forgot. So frekt Rashi Akasha, let all of the pnimim be mevatel to the one that wasn't ma'ariv. So Rashi says, if they do that, then they're going to end up being regular asura, and they're going to asur the chitzain because they lost their erev. They lost their erev. The Ritva learns that Tosfos argues on this Rashi, and he says that according to Tosfos, Tosfos asks the kasha that this would be a good case technically. And the way he learns Tosfos means is it would be a good case, and the din would be that the panimi is mutar and the chitzon would be aser. The panimim would be aser b'mkayma, but the chitzon would be mutar. It's regular aser b'mkayma. So he says they hold that there's an erev is still there. That's how he learns the machlokes. What is that paragraph? So that's how he learns that that machlokes. That Tosfos would say that the erev works. So Aval risoiver d'mishum bitlu b'nei pnimis reshusam shalei ervi ma'im lo yibatal ha'erev she'erev u'im achitzayin. It's not batal the erev. And memela adayin yoli ruvum shalei lesar alei majusas raglam. So tzorich bia, what that machlokes, according to the Ritva, between Rashi and Tosfos, if you could do, if because the panimi are mevatel, reshusam, is the erev batal at all. So, l'chayra, it's ends up being, it's a klar zach, that, like this, the Chazon Ish asks Akasha, that in this case, the whole idea of being ma'arav to chatzeris. So he asks Akasha, I'm not sure exactly I understand the Amkus of the Kasha, but he asks Akasha, the Lachar, if they collected the Erev, and then they put it in one bias, and then they go ahead, I guess, assume it's before Shabbos, right? Because you can't be Ma'ar on Shabbos. So before Shabbos, they go ahead and they take the Erev out of the bias, and Aldas, they're not going to bring it back into the bias. So the Halacha is that your Erev has to become an Erev in a bias. You can't put an Erev in a Chatzar. So l'chayra, they took it the Erev out of the bias. So l'chayra, it's a bittel to the whole Erev. L'chayra, it's a bittel to the Erev. Because they're no longer ma'uriv in the bias. That's his kasha. V'kivan, d'chol ikar is chabarusan, v'aydei Erev. V'kivan d'malichan Erev l'mokam acher. So k'var bitlu Eruvan. Akur d'yosan, v'bayezet, they're no longer here. So once they take out the Erev, so what was the whole point? What happened? You took the Erev, you collected the Erev, you put it here, and then you take it out of here. So it's botel from where it was. So what happens? Zok to Chazon Ish. But in a different chotzer. So gleich. So just what do you have to put it here for? So gleich. Just collect it. What's the two things? Chaya, that's talacha. You're saying you should do something else. Collect all 10 people to collect together. That's not what it says. It says that they made an Erev.
Because they did it 5 weeks ago.
No, look how that's going on now. I just said I don't fully understand the kasha.
Right.
Yeah, one Erev, that's what you're carrying. And now make another Erev and put in the same one.
There's two ways to find how you do it. That was my first question. Why did Rashi not say that case? Fine. So Bismayer asked the kasha. Right. So you're saying you should do a third case.
So let's make another.
There's a third way you're saying. Everyone collect 10 pieces of bread and put it in one place.
And the whole city wouldn't start if there's still an Erev in one of the
chetzeres.
There's two
Erev
in the whole
city
doesn't start.
The whole city doesn't start. We'll see. I understand. Right. Okay. So I was marked him. I said, I don't fully understand now because of his question. But he has he. I think he's saying very simple is that you see klar from the whole halacha the way it's set up. Hey, you're ma'ariv from chatzah to chatzah. You're not ma'ariv all 10 people together. You're ma'ariv 5, and then they're ma'ariv together. The chatzah here with the chatzah there. So the erev has to be kaim as an erev in this chatzah, and then they're ma'ariv this chatzah with that chatzah. So if lemaisa you're moving, you're being mevatel the erev from this chatzah. So you lost the mile of being ma'ariv this chatzah first, and then being taking the erev from this chatzah to that chatzah. So he says. The way he explains this idea is that Be'emes is that there's two parts to the Erev. There's this, that that idea, the Erev, whoever participated in the Erev becomes Chad Dar. They're being kaver themselves, being Dar together. And they're kaver their Dira. And then they're being kaver their Dira in addition to becoming Beis Eruv in Kayamina, Echad Lechabron, Lios Chabura Achas, Vashaini Likvoya Dirosan, Likvoya Dirosan, where they're going to be. The Etzim Kvias of the Bnei Achatzar has to be through the Eruv, that's number one, and that's Nitvas. When they make an Eruv, they're becoming Kachad. And there's a Sveter point. That Erev is Kayin. That's not a bittul to it when you put it somewhere else. And the Kaveya, as a B'nai Chatzar Achas, they're being Kaveya, that they have Dira in the other Chatzar as well. That means he's saying, Be'ez Eruv and Kayamin, there's two parts of the Erev, and there's a Kiyam of the Erev in this Chatzar. To explain it a little bit more, I don't know if it's... Okay, so this is just the basic setup would be that according to Rashi, Rashi understands, and I think to be makdim, I think it's more gishmak to understand a little bit of how Jesus Regal is working first, and then we can explain maybe maybe you don't have to say that. But the point is that there's B'nei Chatzar Achas are Nis'arev, and they have a dir b'mkayman. When we're coming to make a tzveter erev, we're not coming to say that all 10 people are living together and they have one chatzar tzazamen. In Rashi, the idea is that the dir that we have in one chatzar is becoming a schaber with the dir that they have in the other chatzar. And mil the two chatzeris are tzazamen. They're not soyser each other in the tzveter chatzar, where they're b'mariv. They're not soyser each other in the chatzeris.
So the Benimus takes something from a bias and the chitzonis into the chatzar? Because if the people in the chitzonis...
Yeah, because they're ma'ariv and one bias together. They were ma'ariv and one bias in the chitzonis.
But the other people in the chitzonis didn't do anything.
They have their own erev.
They have their own erev. All the bnei chitzan collected and put in one bais. All the bnei pnimi collected and put in another bais. And now the two chatzeres are being nisarev together. So, the havana is that according to Rashi, we still see the tziruf of the chad chatzer in their erev, and then they went ahead and they put into the chitzan. The Nekud of Rashi, when he says libodlu, is that we should be able to dan that the dira that was a vegeshtalt as chad dira in the bnei pnimi, we should be able to be boidel from the chitzan and dan our dira separately, because it's even when we're meurv with the chitzan, we're still nidoin as bnei chatzar achas. When Rashi says that. When that was the whole setup of the sugya, and like the Olam said, Beis Meir points out that if the halacha would be that if what you did was you taka kept the erev here, and then you just were ma'arav over there, so you taka having a fire to go dira here, and you ma'arav your dira here with the dira there, and the erev is here, then it wouldn't be less alir vay go by you, and it would taka work. Beis Meir says. So, good. And what then at the end of the Gemara? What happened at the end of the Gemara? So it says one step at a time. Legabe the way the Ritva says the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So it's the same thing. Rashi says that if there's Echad Sheshachach in the Pnimi and the Pnimi wasn't Ma'ariv, if all the other Bnei Pnimi would be Mvatel to him, it would be Batel the Erev and it would be also in the Chitzay. Tosfos, according to the Ritva, argues on that because the Erev is still Kayim. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is that if the Tzadon's understanding, Tosis, is going with the Tosrid. Tosrid is understanding that they became B'nai Chatzar Achas. That we don't see the Chatzar Aleph with the Chatzar Beis. We see that the Erev made them Mitzurif. So Memela, the Erev that they have with the Chitzon is still Kaim. It has nothing to do with that they were mevatel on the panimi. It's just like if you have 10 people and they were mevatel, they're a shus to one over there, and they're keeping their shus just as regular over here, so they're ma'uriv. But if the but according to Rashi, the soyud of the whole erev of the panimi with the chitzin is taking the erev and the panimi and being mitzarif it to the erev and the chitzin. Once they mevatel the erev and the panimi, it's mevatel the whole erev. They don't have an erev and the panimi anymore to be mitzarif with the chitzin. Look, I'm in Tezrid's Kasha. Tezrid asked that if, according to Rashi, there could be Boidel, so how come in the case when they put the Erev in the Panimian, Shachach Echad Mibnei Panimian? So how come the Chitzonim can't be Boidel and be Mater, let the Panimian be Mvatel to each other? So, Mistama, the Pshat is because even if the panimim can be mevatel, like in the first case, when they put their erev in the chitzain, they're still kayim, bim kayma. In addition to bim kayim, bim kayma, they also have over there. So they want to now be misyaches primarily to what they have mitzidam, mitzad atzmam, in their own chatzar. So they could be boidel from the chitzainim. The chitzainim don't have anything by them. They have in their own and they have in the chitzain. If they'll be boidel, so they can be separate from the chitzain. But over here, where the chitzainim put the erev in the panimim, so now the chitzonim could be the chitzonim klapi themselves could say we want to misyachas with our erev by ourselves, but the panimim still have the chitzonim's erev by them. So there could be that won't help to be baidel. But emes yeridarka, I think there's another beer, and I'll explain a little bit. It's like this. I want to be moisif maybe a little bit of a beer in how this works according to Rashi. And the Gemara in Afnun Tesam Beis, the Gemara talks about the Peshat and the Rabbanon. Why do the Rabbanon hold? And the whole Iker Yisoid of Drisas Regal. Let's talk about the whole idea of Drisas Regal for a second. The whole idea of Drisas Regal from the Chitzin to the Panim, from the Panim through the Chitzin, that it answers. So the Gemara says a Yisoid, why would the Rabbanon hold that regular Mateas B'mkayma does not ask for Shalom B'mkayma? So the Gemara says that it's based on Achta Dasha, that the Pnimium, there's an Achta Dasha between the Pnimium and the Chitzainium. Rashi explains, what's the Achta Dasha? The Achta Dasha is the Kaifan Amidas Sidoim. That since the Pnimium are Motor B'mkayma, so what do they have to go ask for the Chitzain? Let them be Mishtamish where they are. That's what Rashi says. Kiv de muteres bim kaima kiv kigoin zu kaifen amidas daim shlo ye lo hayoim drisas haregel al chitzayna el atis gardela shebeinem v'tishamish bim kaima. Okay, so frik the ritva kasha, that doesn't make sense. What's amidas daim? Amidas daim is I have a right to be mishtamish here. Very nice, but if I'm going to lock myself up, I can't get to the Rosh Hashanah. So what do you mean that Rashi says that lock yourself up, that there's no drisas regel? So it sounds like from Rashi, I don't know what the answer is, but it sounds like from Rashi that the point of Achda Dasha is to say we don't have drisas regel on you. That's the Iker point. Who? I don't know, what? What'd you say?
You try to say it in Rashi.
Yeah, Tais also tries to say what he says in Rashi. Huh? So the the Ritva says that the idea is not, the point of the Achta Dasha is not necessarily to address the Drisas Regel. Drisas is still there. The point of the Achta Dasha is to say that we're separate from you. We're separate from you. That means, sounds like to me, that the Ritva is learning that the point of the Drisas Regel is making that we see the Chatzeris as one. We see a certain chibur between the Chatzeris, I did the Drisas Regel. And the Ritva Taka learns also that you can only say Drisas Regel only asers on two chatzeres that can be ma'arav together. If you have two chatzeres can't be ma'arav together, then you can't change Drisas Regel. And as it's coming to be mechaber them as one, so the yisoid of Achta Dasha is to say that we're not being mechaber them together. According to Rashi, it sounds more that the yisoid of Drisas Regel is not that there's a sirif in the dira, or the schus that the pnimim have dafka in the chitzay. It's really is that they're darbim kaimam. It's darbim kaimam. But being bim kaimam, this that they have a schus to be dyrus, to get to the shesharabim, through the chitzain. So that alone is mechayiv that the chitzain is agaset from the pnimi. The dira of the pnimi bimkaimam is enough to ask the chitzain, because they have a drish regal through the chitzain. It's a schia that they have inside their drishas regal. So memela, that alone, that where they are b'mkayman, aser is the chitzain. It's not becoming one chatzer. It's not dafka one chatzer in that we see them tzamim mikoyach the drishas regal in the chitzain. It's that the pnimi b'mkayman, they're dar b'mkayman. They have a zechia where they are to be doiris. So memela, that itself is a schus that they have in the chitzin. So the point of the achdadosh is to weaken the etzem zechia that they have there. It's not to separate the chatzeris. That's where Rashi is focused much more on the etzem drusus regal. There's other points where this comes out. I was just thinking, I don't know exactly, but I'll just throw out there maybe, because I was just thinking about it, is that maybe there's an afkamina that in the end of the parak, the Gemara talks about if the Nochri is in the Panimi, and there's two Yisraelim in the Chitzon, so does he ask us? The Gemara says, he asks us, that's the Gzera, the Nochri Karabim. So some of the Shanim ask, we have to come into Nochri Karabim, should be Mikradin, because it's like the guy is living in the Chitzon. So in the way we're saying Rashi, it's very good. It's not that the Panimi is Dar in the Chitzon. The Panimi is Dar in the Panimi. He has a schus to ask for the Chitzon. I don't know if that level of asering is enough to create, that a guy can't, the guy asks. So maybe it's called regal amateras b'mkayma or whatever. It could be that we don't see the gezerah of akum is only when they're dar together. That's not called being dar together. But if the drisus regal, like the lashon and the ramban over there, it makes it that they're dar tzamen. The lashon and the ramban over there on the end of the parak, the drisus regal makes it look like one big chatzer, that there's a tziruf in the chatzeris peetzem. So then it's mistaber why the rishonim ask akash is also making them. Just trying to bring out a point.
You're saying it's rational.
Yeah, they have a schi in the chitzen.
The schi is what?
The drish is regal. It's like shilshon zrika. It's like their dira is giving them a schi in the chitzen. But it's not dira. The Tosfos has a different teretz to Rashi. The way Tosfos says. Tosfos says is that they're not giving up the drish is regal, but giving up the schos tashmish that they have in the chitzen. I mean, Tosfos also learning is that drish is regal is a simen that you really have something in the panimi itself. The pnimi has a schia in the chitzen itself. So, like this. So, according to Rashi, it's very mistaber what's going on over here. I think this is a little bit totally zebazet. That according to Rashi, it's very mistaber that what's the yisoid of the drishus regel? The yisoid is that there's deer in the panimium. The deer in the panimium go out to the rishus rabim through the chitzon. So that makes itself that they have to reckon with me, because my bias has a shimush by you. So since my bias has a shimush by you, that's a korach to aser. That itself is a korach to aser. The drishus regel. We don't have to see the chatzeris as one. We don't have to see them dart together. That's not the point. The point is that the deer bim kaiman asers. So memela. Memela, the when they're coming to Ma'ariv, do they have to go ahead and say that the side of the Erev is to take the zechir that they have and the dira that they have in the chitzon and Ma'ariv them, that the dira that they have in the panimi and the dira that they have in the chitzon, it never became one chatzar through this, and it never became, so the side of the Erev is not to Ma'ariv them b'toras one chatzar. Because the drishas regal itself never made them one chatzah. The pnimi chitzah never became one chatzah through the drishas regal. So the job of the Erev is not to ma'arev them b'toras one chatzah. The job of the Erev is to take that the deer that they have, and the deer that they have, they're mitzurif through the Erev, and they don't ask for each other in the chatzah. But, now, b'tom b'chatzah l'chatzah? A drusus regal doesn't come from a deer. It could be by itself. You want to know what? If it could be, that's the answer to Rashi. Maybe that's what it means. It means I'm making it that it's not mikayach my deer or something like that.
You're saying it's not the drusus regal with the deer's
chitzon
that's making the problem. It's the deer's
opinion
with the deer's
chitzon.
Right.
Now. based on so maybe it's mistaver. I'm not muchach what I'm saying. This part, I'm just saying, what's muchach is machlokes Rashi, Tzrid, Ritva. That there's two mahalchim how to go through into the sugya. What's going on now? I had a shy like this. So I jumped right away when I said the Beis Meir's kasha, the Beis Meir's har. Why did Rashi say that the case was dafka? Because when they took the whole Erev over there, what happens if they took the Erev? What happens if they if one person did the other way? The two way found him had a b'marav two chatzers. They didn't do the way Rashi said. Rather, one of the bnei Erev took his own pass and was ma'arav together with the chitzay. So what? Everyone jump. And the whole sugya falls apart. Okay, so what about in Tezerin and the Ritva? What would be b'chei agavna? According to Tezerin and Lachaira, there's no less l'ravai gabayu. There's no sort of less l'ravai gabayu. So he doesn't hold to that. He's saying as long as you're ma'arav tzamim, it became one chatzer. And memela, if you became one chatzer, you can't be boidel once you're ma'arav together.
You can be boidel if you have an erev tepilus. You can do achdadasha on ayin hay.
You could do achdadasha on ayin hay. When? You need to make an erev. The Gemara says you can't. Hergel erev. So.
It's because it's normal for them to be with the erev. They could don themselves with the erev in a different place.
What did the erev do? He's saying a svara. He's saying a svara that kivanchin is arvu yacha. They can't be boidel. So they didn't do it. They didn't on the deer with the erev. They could change in the middle of Shabbos. I thought he's saying is that once they shteldevek their dira that way, the whole idea of the chazanish's mahalach and Rashi is not. They're not really changing their dira so stark. They're darbim kaimam, and mevel they could pull out a middle Shabbos because really they're just mitzarif their dira with the other dira. But if we're dining them over there, so you can't change in middle of Shabbos. So Lamaisa the Ritva also says that that's the case. That dafka like that. So the shaila is that could we be mitzadet to say perhaps that even though today's Ritzvart is only it's not muchach that the koyach of the Erev is always has to be that way. If they're ma'arav derech ha-pesach, is it also going to be like this? That according to Tzeis Rid, they're ma'arav together and become one dar? Does he have an oifen that they could be also in Rashi's oifen that ma'arav the two chatzeres together b'mukayma? It's just the koyach of an Erev. So the just to bring a mashal to this point is that the Goynyankov wants to say, Goynyankov wants to answer Tzeis Kasha. Tzeis asks a Kasha, how come our sugi is not going with the yisoid of Ein Diurin Lahachmer? The whole sugi of Memches is Ein Diurin Lahachmer, and our sugi is not going with that whole yisoid of Ein Diurin Lahachmer. So Goynyankov wants to say yisoid that you don't say that you only say Endurin Lahachmer when the only thing putting them together is the Erev. When the only thing putting them together is the Erev, so it's like Derech HaPesach. So over there, Endurin Lahachmer. But if Be'etzim, the two Chatzers have a Shaychis to each other through Jesus Regel, and the Panimi has a Shaychis to the Chitzin, because the only way to get to the Rosh Hashanah is through the Chitzin, so Memela, there's already a Shaychis to them. There's a Shaychis that the Panimi has, it's Dar in the Chitzin. If you go like that, the Jesus Regal makes them dar in the chitzin. So now the Erev makes it that they're both dar together, so then they become one chotzer, so there's no dir in the hachmer. Avadat Safartiga, we see the dir tzizamen as one, fartig. Once it's building off, when the Erev is building off of the Jesus Regal, the Erev is the kayach to mitzarif the chatzers to make the mamish one. But if the chatzers are separate, there's no Jesus Regal, there's no Jesus Regal because each one has a pesach tushaman on its own. Or if you're ma'arav derech ha-pesach, it could be there, the way the Erev Schal is taka different. So Ken Zayin, in the I don't know riot to this, I don't even have kasha really so much, but I'm just speaking out. My only ha'ar is why did Rashi say that case? Could be that they would be maskim, that there's an, it's not muchach the Ritva, the Tezerid and Ritva hold, but it's not like Rashi, be a soid, that when you're ma'arav to chatzeres, the Erev alein makes it always like one. It could be that that's building off the fact that they hold be'etzem that Jesus Regal is already mechaber the chatzeres. Like the Ritva says on Nuntes, that the oifen of the Achdadasha is to say that we're two chatzeres. That's the point of the Achdadasha that says the Jesus Regal made it one and we're coming to make it two. So once you're making it one, avada, the point of the Erev is going to be ma'ariv, the two chatzeres, like b'nei chatzer achas, because the be'etzem have Jesus Regal one another. But when there's no Jesus Regal to start off and your whole shaychis is derech the Erev, it could be that there even to his rib would be maskim that there's a oif and that it's chal, two chatzayas that are misarv together. Maybe there the din would be different. But I'll call upon the etzim machloikas here between Rashi and Teis Rid in this again. That's the chora of davar that's bar. Okay.